And that was Lee Morgan, Sidewinder, as you well know, if you listen to the Taylor Report. By the way, today is membership drive time, and it's 416-946-7800. Call up to become a member at CIUT, and when you do, support the Taylor Report. We have, I believe, Keith Bolander on the line. Are you there, Keith?
Yes, I'm here, Phil. How are you doing?
Very good, and we're glad to be talking to you. Listeners should know Keith has written two great books on Cuba, Voices from the Other Side and Cuba Under Siege. And Keith, the last time we saw you, the United States was doing a kind of little dance. I think Obama had just been to Cuba, and allegedly new things were going to happen, and we all had to adjust to a new relationship, we were told. But now the Trump administration in the last week or two seemed to have gone back to basically what it was under Eisenhower, Kennedy, Reagan, Carter, whatever. What's going on?
Yeah, Obama really changed the dynamics of the relationship a couple of years ago when he and Raul announced this movement towards normalization, and it had a really positive effect. A lot of Americans were traveling to Cuba. A lot of Cubans were earning money doing businesses that are now allowed under the new economic reform. So things were really moving in a really positive way. The embargo was still in place, but a lot of other things were really helping both the United States and Cuba come a lot closer than before. And then there was the election, and Donald Trump became president. And even though he had previously said he was going to, you know, he was in favor of ending the embargo and opening up Cuba, he turned the other way once he got down to Florida and started talking to the hard right Cuban American politicians down there. And things have really
They're
turned
kind of his neighbors,
worse.
Aren't they? I mean, he owns a lot of Florida.
Yeah, exactly. And they got his ear, and they convinced them that Obama's opening was a bad thing under this ridiculously hypocritical situation where they're claiming that these new regulations, which are turning back a lot of Obama's openings, are for the good of the Cuban people, which is just ridiculous. Yes. All it's doing is hurting the Cuban people. A lot of Americans are not going to Cuba. The regulations are restricting individual Americans from coming to Cuba, where before they could really easily.
Yes.
And it's also
well, I remember you warned about this, by the way. You were certainly taking a skeptical view, and not you thought it might go forward, but you certainly were warning that this could reverse might happen.
Yeah, it's simply because though Trump is so influenced by the people, his advisors, and the only advisors on the Cuba issue were the hard right Cuban Americans like Marco Rubio and Ileana Ross-Lehtinen. And so once they got his ear and convinced them that Obama was doing the wrong thing, and of course anything Obama did, Trump was against it. So it's really turned back the clock, quite unfortunately, and has hurt the relationships. And now the Cubans are becoming quite hard against the Trump administration, and they're back to just mistrusting anything the American administration says anymore.
Well, you know, that raises something I wanted to make sure I ask you, and that is that the last go-round between the U.S. and Russia, I forget what they were negotiating. I think it had to do maybe in nuclear non-proliferation, chemical weapons, these sort of things. And the Russians said, you know, we find we can't make – we don't know who we're dealing with. We can't – they don't seem to be – America doesn't seem to be capable of making a deal that's stable. The Cubans must feel the same way, right?
I think you're finding it. A lot of the world is trying to come to grips with the Trump administration, and the fact he says one thing does another, and they can't trust him on anything that he even indicates. And Cuba's a perfect example.
Well, it's kind of hard to deal with a guy who can't trust himself, right?
Well,
I mean, the U.S. Congress seems to be kind of batty. in Washington, there seems to be such a civil war going on that if you were an outsider trying to do business, you may as well just sit on a park bench and wait till it's over.
Yeah, and I don't think he's a particularly intelligent person at the best of times.
Well, you mustn't say that. He says he has a very high IQ himself.
That's what he says. Isn't that what he tells everyone?
He's the first president we've ever had who continually talks about his IQ. It's very embarrassing.
It definitely
this is.
By the way, Stephen,
Keith Bolander, and who's written two marvelous books on Cuba. There's another twist that we have to ask you, and maybe you can help us with this mysterious thing. The American diplomats, or somebody says, they have a problem with sonic noises. What was that? Can you tell us where this story starts, and will it ever end?
Yeah, that's the big issue right now. That's really driven a deeper wedge between the two countries. Months ago, the Americans claimed that there was a number of diplomats at their embassy in Havana that were being affected by these sonic attacks. That they had some serious medical problems from it. So the Cubans immediately said, okay, well, let's investigate. Let's see what the problem is. They invited the FBI down. They did all these incredible studies and investigations. The Cubans and the Americans were cooperating. The Americans had said right up front that they didn't think the Cuban government was responsible, but they wanted to find out what was causing this. So months went by, and all these studies and investigations took place, and no one could figure out what was going on. There was no expert from either the American side or internationally that could say that there was any machine or anything that would cause these medical problems from a sonic attack. And the Cubans were getting frustrated. The Americans were getting more frustrated. And then a month and a half, 2 months ago, Trump said, okay, we're pulling out half of the diplomats from our embassy in Havana, and the Cubans have to do the same thing.
Yes.
Well, that really changed it. The Cubans started to become much harder, and then we find out that the Cuban government has consistently asked the Americans for the Cubans to be able to interview the American diplomats, to have the Cuban doctors examine them. The Americans have refused. So no one has really had any independent confirmation that these attacks actually have caused any medical problems, and now the Cubans, understandably, are becoming a little more hardline and said they don't believe this happened at all. And again, getting back to what you said, how do you trust the Trump administration? So it's caused a real problem, but there's no actual independent evidence that these sonic attacks ever took place.
And yet we had to live with the media talking about it as though there was something to it without taking sort of the necessary skeptical approach that journalists should, saying, well, I'm going to ask this other guy the same question and see if you get a different answer. Instead, it was just repeating this really absurd story, because why would Cuba want to bother diplomats at a time when they're working on better relations?
Exactly. But when it comes to Cuba, whatever negative thing there is, the journalists, the media will report on that without any context. There was speculation that maybe a third party was involved or rogue elements in the government, but the Cubans have really done an extensive investigation of the neighborhoods, of people in the same buildings where the diplomats were supposed to be affected, and they've come up empty. So they've asked on a number of occasions, let us examine the American diplomats. Let's see if our doctors come up with something. The Americans have refused. So it's unfortunate, but it's reduced the embassy staff in both Washington and Havana by half, and that's caused a great deal of hardship for Americans wanting to come to Cuba and Cubans wanting to go to the United States. So if that was the intent of the Trump administration to complicate the relationship, they've succeeded.
Well, by the way, it's a silver lining for Canadians who weren't looking forward to sharing the beaches with people from Florida. So
I still get that from Canadians when they say they're not going to go to Cuba anymore if the Americans come.
Every third Canadian I know who says that, oh, no, they're not going to be coming, are they? Yeah.
There's lots of room for both, but it has.
It's an ill wind that blows nobody any good.
Yeah, there's been reports where Cubans who own private restaurants and private residences have said, you know, since the regulations came out, since Trump has rescinded a lot of Obama's opening, they've lost business. Yeah. Americans have canceled. So there's not nearly as many Americans coming individually, particularly into Havana. So yeah. It's had a negative economic impact already.
Yeah, which it was designed to do. Keith, it's great talking to you. Thank you very, very much. It's great talking to you today. And when you get back, I know you're traveling, but please come and see us. We'd like to talk some more about this.
Anytime, Phil. I'd be happy to talk to you.
Okie doke. Thanks again.
Thanks a lot.
Yep, bye-bye. This is the Taylor Report, and you just heard Keith Bolander, one of our favorite guests. We'd love to talk to him about Cuba because he's right on top of all the issues. And that's another reason you listen to the Taylor Report and to CIUT, and the number is 416-946-7800. I think I pointed out that we were looking for another 500, so make sure you call now. You can go to CIUT.fm, and you can go to call internationally from 888-204-8976. And Phil?
And Phil, do you know that if you donate $500, you will be given the keys to the city, the keys to CIUT for 2 hours. You get to produce your own one-time show, produce and bring it right on air for a donation of $500. And that's a sitting there for somebody to do it. And that would get us right over before the hour's up. So somebody should step up and call
be
and say
one.
$500.
Not only,
and then design your own program.
Would you be supporting the Taylor Report and CIUT, but you would have a shot at making your a career as a broadcaster.